Macmillan Audio presents Cress by Marissa Meyer. Read for you by Rebecca Soler. Book 1. When she was just a child, the witch locked her away in a tower that had neither doors nor stairs. Chapter 1. Her satellite made one full orbit around planet Earth every 16 hours. It was a prison that came with an endlessly breathtaking view, vast blue oceans and swirling clouds and sunrises that set half the world on fire. When she was first imprisoned, she had loved nothing more than to stack her pillows on top of the desk that was built into the walls and drape her bed linens over the screens, making a small alcove for herself. She would pretend that she was not on a satellite at all, but in a pod ship en route to the Blue Planet. Soon, she would land and step out onto real dirt, feel real sunshine, smell real oxygen. She would stare at the continents for hours and hours, imagining what that must be like. Her view of Luna, however, was always to be avoided. Some days, her satellite passed so close that the moon took up the entire view, and she could make out the enormous glinting domes on its surface and the sparkling cities where the Lunars lived, where she, too, had lived, years ago, before she'd been banished. As a child, Cress had hidden from the moon during those achingly long hours. Sometimes, she would escape to the small washroom and distract herself by twisting elaborate